This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The story now of a unique custody battle in Northern California. A blind couple nearly lost their newborn baby when county officials questioned their ability to care for the infant. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Marco Cepeda hadn't yet given much thought to that task that tries many a new father, changing his newborn's diaper for the first time. But there he was at the hospital the day his son Rivaldo was born, getting tested.
Well, first of all, I was nervous. And I just think about it, I'm going to try my best.
Nervous and fumbling, Cepeda was under the eyes of hospital and county child protection officials. He says he knew what was at stake because he and his wife, Adelina, are both blind.
They were trying to take the baby from us because of our blindness.
The problem started within hours of the baby's birth. Adelina had asked if the county could provide a nurse to help determine whether her son was getting jaundiced in his crucial early days at home. Instead of answering their request, Child Protective Services responded with their own questions, and they gave the Cepedas two choices: sign a form that would put the newborn baby in a foster home, or the county would get a court order to gain custody of the baby. Marco says county officials gave them 10 minutes to decide.
First of all, my wife starts crying, and I just say, don't worry, they're not going to take our baby from us. And then she goes, yeah, that's why they're here, because they want to take the baby from us.
The Cepedas were confused and frightened, but then Marco got on the internet and contacted other blind parents he knew, relating his situation and asking for help. Within hours, a national network of blind parents kicked into action. By the next morning, Margie Donovan of the California Council of the Blind arrived at the hospital.
When I got to the hospital, I walked in the room, I introduced myself, I said, we need to come up with a game plan. And I said, I make you one promise, you will leave here with your baby.
Donovan, a blind mother of an 18-year-old sighted son, worked out a plan that allowed the Cepedas to return home with their newborn child. The condition was that a sighted person, friend or family, check in on the Cepedas every other hour. After Donovan's intervention, San Mateo County officials had second thoughts about the hard line they had taken with the couple. Within days, officials issued a letter saying they decided not to seek custody of the baby. The letter ended with one telling line: we regret any anxiety you may have experienced. Adelina Cepeda says she regrets the whole experience.
We feel really torn apart, and, you know, like they say, we regret any anxiety we have caused. Well, they've caused more than anxiety. They caused, you know, stress, and my able to come home as a new mother and having to deal with them. And I feel that they say it's over, but I'm feeling that everything that happened has to be taken care of one way or another.
One way or another means the Cepedas are considering a lawsuit, perhaps to seek damages or to force the county to provide child protection workers with training on dealing with blind parents. Hospital officials didn't return phone calls. An attorney for San Mateo County, Michael Murphy, says no one meant to discriminate against the couple, but he acknowledged that the county does need to re-examine its procedures to make sure this doesn't happen again. But Ralph Sanders, a spokesman for the American Council of the Blind, says cases like this aren't all that uncommon, especially in communities where there aren't many blind people.
I.e. very rural counties where there's not a lot of communication, or in heavy ghetto areas with Spanish-speaking populations or black populations or other minority groups. And people, therefore, may not know to contact us and may not know to get the assistance, and may feel that they have no choice but to comply with government.
Sanders says no one really knows how many blind parents there are in this country, but based on the fact that there are 2 million-plus blind Americans, he estimates that there could be tens of thousands. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.